Welcome to the Josh Wright Piano Podcast. Today's episode is dedicated to Mona, who asked about how to untangle difficult chords, so thick chords found in the Rachmaninoff Prelude in C sharp minor. She said, "I still struggle with the complex chords that consist of a lot of notes and include accidentals and natural signs. Is there a way to break down the chords so that it's easier for your brain to pick them up and play them fluently? It would also be really helpful if you could talk about how to effectively learn that difficult chord progression and how to make them fluent. They are really challenging, and so are the constant chord changes and cross moves between the left hand and the right hand. The hand movements are so unusual that it's difficult to learn, and especially learn them by heart. Do you have any tips for that?" So yes, I have quite a few tips. The first thing would obviously be to just practice hands alone. So I would just practice these right hand chords. Obviously bring out this moving line to there, then down to the C sharp. Okay, and then I would do the same thing in the left hand. I'm always amazed when students come and they say, "I have no idea how to get this better," and I ask them how many times they've practiced hands alone. They're like, "Oh, I haven't done that." So you're trying to make something easier for your brain, but you're doing the most complex possible thing, which is trying to play things in tempo, hands together. First of all, break that down. The second thing that I would do is I would take a very small section and I would cycle things over and over again. So you can start with just two chords. So just, this is obviously hands together practice. You can do this hands alone if that's still a struggle, but putting it hands together. And then you would take just the next two notes, repeat that E major chord, going to the D sharp major chord. So you have C sharp minor to E major. And by the way, if you're able to analyze these chords, this will help with your memorization as well. So just taking this as many times as it needs and just noticing how your hands move. Now this is a podcast, so you're not seeing my hands, but on this E major chord, my right hand thumb is underneath my left hand thumb. And then it's just the opposite for this chord. My right hand thumb is on top of the left hand thumb because my right hand has to move to a black key and the left hand is on a white key. And it's vice versa for this chord. Right hand thumb is on a white key, left hand thumb is on top because it has to reach up to that black key. So according to where your hand needs to move on black keys or white keys can determine which hand is on top of the other hand. Okay, and you just get really good at two notes at a time and then three notes. And do this over and over and over. I think you would be surprised to watch a professional pianist, and I'm not saying just myself as a professional pianist, because there are many professionals who are much better than I am, but I've watched many professional pianists warm up and practice. The obsession that goes on over little tiny details and the amount of repetitions would really surprise you. I find that one of the most common things that amateurs do is they will take way too big of sections that their mind can't really comprehend all the information going on. So things tend to stay in a very mediocre state. And it's only after months and months and months of practice that things really improve. And even then, sometimes it doesn't improve to the level that they want it to. I remember reading The Art of Piano Playing by Heinrich Neuhaus, and I will leave a link in the description of this podcast below for something called Linktree. It just is basically a list of all the links. If you go under my kit link, kit.co/Josh Wright Piano, if you want the direct link, that's that, again, kit.co/Josh Wright Piano. Under book recommendations, Heinrich Neuhaus, The Art of Piano Playing, is available on Amazon, and that book is incredible. Neuhaus was one of the greatest teachers in Russia, and he taught Gilels and Sviatoslav Richter, and there was an account in the book of a particularly difficult passage that Richter brought to Neuhaus from a Prokofiev sonata, and he said, "How did you get this so good so quickly?" And Richter said, "I practiced that passage without ceasing for 2 hours." And so don't be afraid to do these little over and over again. The other thing that that really helps with, first of all, it will help you memorize a lot quicker. When you do something over and over and over again like that, it becomes very ingrained into your mind. So be looking at your music maybe once or twice or three times, and then be looking at your hands for 15 or 20 times. That's a recent tip that one of my friends gave me that I'll be doing a YouTube video on at some point in the future. But he memorizes vast amounts of music because he's a touring artist and he's always learning many new programs. And that really has borne great results, not only in my practice, but also in my students' practice. Some of my slowest memorizers are memorizing faster than they ever have due to this. The reason this method is so effective is after the third or fourth time of playing it, it's pretty much in your muscles, but 15 to 20 times gives you time to experiment with voicing. It gives you time to experiment with dynamics. It gives you time to internalize what the keyboard looks like as you play. So the black and white key relationships, it gives you an opportunity to imagine the music in your head. So you're developing kind of a photographic intellectual memory. So don't be afraid to break this down really small. And then you just start adding those pieces together. So you could do this over and over again. You could also do this. And then you do these three notes. Okay? And do the best you can to break down the chords and analyze them. But if you're unable to do that, and I understand some Rachmaninoff chords, like the opening of the second movement of Rachmaninoff Third Concerto, I couldn't really analyze that. It was so thick and chromatic that even when I did analyze it, it really wasn't meaningful. I wasn't thinking, oh, this chord going to this chord to going to this chord. It was mostly choosing landmark notes along the way. Like, okay, I got to watch out for this C sharp here. I got to watch out for that G natural there and so forth. So if you can, analyze as many of these, like C sharp minor, E major, D sharp major, and so forth. And a lot of those are enharmonic. Like you could think of this as D sharp major, or you could think of it as E flat major if that's easier in your mind. Obviously, once it's memorized, the audience isn't going to know if you're thinking of E flat major or D sharp major. I would obviously try to memorize it the way Rachmaninoff wrote it, but if it's enharmonic, you can always do that. Like on this next chord, you could think of that as a D7 chord, even though that B sharp is present. That's a way to think about it if you're not analyzing exactly what Rachmaninoff wrote. So just a little tip there to simplify things, especially if you're new to analysis. That might be a little bit of a tip that you can use, because it's so much better to be able to internalize something you understand rather than not being able to internalize something that confuses you and to continuously struggle. So, Mona, there's no real trick to getting really good at a passage besides internalizing it as quickly as possible. And I have found that breaking it down into these tiny small sections with a lot of repetition, giving yourself time to think of all the details before moving on, is the very best way. And it's also one of my favorite ways to memorize. If any of you have any questions, my email's josh@joshwrightpiano.com. I try to answer as many of those emails as I can, but please forgive me if I'm unable to. If you'd like to submit a podcast request, you can do so by emailing me. Again, my email's josh@joshwrightpiano.com, and put podcast in the subject line of the email. I will leave a few links in the description below. One of them, well, all of them are through that link tree, but some of the ones that are particularly helpful for students is a free webinar containing 10 of my favorite tips to take your playing to the next level, 2 links for my paid courses, and then finally that kit.co link, which will have the Neuhaus book and all of the other gear I use to record these podcasts, as well as all the gear that I use to record my YouTube videos, and some book recommendations and CD recommendations that I particularly like. Have a great week. Good luck in your practice sessions.